the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive. And make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans. And muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Thursday, is the 13th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. for blessing of this moment. We listen to chapter Al-Baqarah from the Holy Quran, verse 124.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Precisely speaking, it is understood from the mentioned verse that the position and rank of the imamate, which was bestowed upon Abraham, peace be upon him, only after successfully enduring those frequent difficult trials, was above and beyond the rank of the prophethood. The rank of imamate is higher than the rank of prophethood because prophethood and messengership is only a matter of receiving some commandments from Allah and preaching them as glad tidings and warnings.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
On the month of Muharram, we're speaking about the uprising of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. A Pakistani scholar and researcher saying, Imam al-Hussein uprooted despotism forever till the day of resurrection. He watered the dry garden of freedom with surging wave of his blood, and indeed he awakened the sleeping Muslim nation. Hussein, peace be upon him, weltered in blood and dust for the sake of truth. Verily, he therefore became the bedrock and foundation of Muslim creed. This is a period where we can once again inspire the concept of a better society through the Muslim creed of La ilaha illallah. To do so, the framing of the message must also be congruent with the society and the era we live in. It is important to emphasize that in a place where the audience live in an area where they are in a minority and have to bear the brunt of tons by other sects who are not in favor of azadari and mourning and the Ja'fari faith, then they need to be equipped with sufficient knowledge of their religious tenets and history to be able to counter the polemics of their opponents. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Talking about the final pinnacle of spirituality, which is Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station. And it is important for us to know that spirituality and ubudiyat and worshipping God has effects and consequences. The first thing for us to do, so when we want to be a better slave of God and be a better servant of Allah, and we want to reach Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, is to be aware that there are better enjoyments than just the material. That the spiritual enjoyments, if we truly reach them, they're unparalleled to anything. Many of you have maybe gone to Hajj, have gone to Ziyarat and visited the Ahlul Bayt. Many of you have cried during the nights of Muharram and these nights, these days. You feel an intense pleasure. Actually, we can maybe say you become intoxicated with this pleasure. Because the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of God, is the most enjoyment that we can have. Some of the narrations, they talk about this. It says, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this in this narration, إِنَّ أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَلَذَّهُ حُبُّ اللَّهِ. What is the most enjoyable thing? What is the best thing in heaven? He said, is the love of God. In heaven, with all the enjoyments, with everything that we could eat, anything that we could do, Imam Ali talks about the most لِذَّ أَطْيَب, the best thing that we can do in heaven, وَأَلَذَّهُ, and the most enjoyful thing we can do, the most enjoyment that we can have, is love of God, وَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ, and loving in God's way. What is loving in God's way? Loving, for example, the Ahlul Bayt, loving the Prophet of Islam because his love of his messenger, loving Imam Ali, loving Sayyidah Fatima, loving Imam Hassan, loving Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because you're loving in the way of God. This is atyab and aladh, meaning these are the best and these are the most joyful things that we can do in heaven.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, Oneness of God. Ultimately, all that Imam Hussein did on that day, he did for Tawheed, the oneness of God, rising up against tyranny in order to reform the mission of his grandfather, whose sole purpose was preaching one God, Allah, through the religion of Islam. The sheer faith he had in Allah can be reflected in this prayer he recited before his martyrdom. Although this world is considered to be pleasant, the reward of Allah is magnificent and meritorious. And if the body is created for death, then martyrdom in the way of Allah is the best for man. And if sustenance is distributed and assured, then man should not strive hard to seek it. And if the gathering of this wealth will result in leaving behind, why should man be avaricious?
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar ala ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahd min ziyaratik as-salamu ala al-husayn. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The golden words of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. From the eminent Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, it is reported that
When morning came and soldiers approached Hussein, peace be upon him, he raised his hands and said, O Allah, I entreat thee, you are my support and the one upon whom I rely in every sorrow and sadness. You are my hope through all my troubles and difficulties. You are my power and certainty in evening that happens to me and whatever befalls me. In so many difficulties and sorrows, matters which the heart cannot deal with, in which and plans and strategies fall short in solving, in which friends desert a person and enemies unleash their cruel tongues, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you. This is because I lean on and am inclined toward you. I tend toward no other. Then Allah, you did away with all of these and took care of my affairs completely.
My question to you is this: if this is the joy of the heaven, what is the difference between heaven and earth? Won't these things be a joy for us in this world? There are narrations that talk about that, make this and expand upon this enjoyment in heaven. And that is when we look at some of the hadith in Al-Kamil fi Ziyarat of Ibn Ghulawi. It talks about in heaven, there will be a group of people. They'll be asked to enter heaven. It's in the Day of Judgment. They're sitting around and talking to Imam Hussein. It says they're Huddathul Hussein, alayhi salam. They're speaking with Imam Hussein. Then they tell them, enter heaven. But they don't want to. They're sitting next to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is their heaven. Then the ladies of paradise come. And they ask them, why don't you enter heaven? They say they don't even look up to see how they look like. They don't want to be distracted with talking to Imam Hussein. This is the reality of the matter. This is when a person reaches al-maqam al-mahbub, the praiseworthy station, there's entire joy will be spirituality. You can love life and the material too, but in the way of God. But when he reaches and tastes spirituality, and he tastes a little bit how great it is to cry for Imam Hussein, how great it is to be in the majlis of Imam Hussein, how great it is to do the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, he'll say, God, I wish I could save all my money and just to visit Imam Hussein one more time. Prophet Ibrahim, in a story, it says that once one of the angels, I believe it's Jibreel, came and he heard the thana of God. He heard the praise of God. And he said, my Lord, what is this praise? This is such a great dhikr. This is such a great remembrance. I'll give half of my stock, half of my flock of sheep. If I can hear this one more time, the praise of my Lord, if I can hear it. So he hears it and then he hears it one more time and says, oh Allah, I'll give the rest of my sheep, the rest of my flock, if I can hear this for another time. So when we compare spiritual benefits, spiritual joy, and we truly practice Islam in a way that you truly enjoy it, you reap the benefits of Islam, you will be blessed with a joy that outweighs all joys. And I believe that the followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, they feel this the most. They feel halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith. So when a person reaches maqam al-mahmud, they reach the sweetness of faith. And inshallah, they'll be raised with the Prophet of Islam, with Imam Ali, Sayyidah Fatima, with Imam Hassan, with Imam Hussein, alayhi wasalam ajma'in, in the heaven. And inshallah, we will also be with them in this world too, inshallah.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati.
ومماتي ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to a wonderful piece of advice from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the fourth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Seek God's forgiveness and repent to him, for he accepts the repentance, pardons the evil doings, and knows well whatever you do.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this hadith is about good actions. In this hadith, the Imam provides us with a good method which we can adopt, by means of which we can make sure our actions that we perform are all good and noble. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, a very solemn and sacred month for the followers of Imam Hussein, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, as well as for all of the freedom-loving people of the world. In this month, in order to better benefit from this month, aside from all of the various acts of worship that we perform, the the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the weeping and the lamentation that we do. Aside from this, it really is important to remind ourselves of the mission of Imam Hussein, the reason why he stood up and revolted, and the reason why he, he actually refused to pay allegiance to the tyrants of the time, as well as, in general terms, looking at the wisdom that he imparted to us, and which was passed down to us from the narrators of hadiths and traditions. One of those hadiths is the hadith we would like to recite for you today. This blessed hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Bihar al-Anwar, volume 75, page 127. It is the 10th hadith in that location, in that place. The Imam says the following. He says that you should act as a person who knows that he will be taken account of for his crimes. Meaning you should act in such a way that you are certain that the crime that you might commit will be taken account of and will be punished. You shouldn't act with the assumption that, or like a person who thinks that he, even though he might commit a crime, he might not be punished for it. Because we're talking about crimes related to a religion, and here, God Almighty is watching us. He has the power to punish us. He has the ability to do so. He knows what we're doing, right? So there's no reason why we wouldn't be punished for what we were doing, the crime, right? So we should remember this. It will help prevent us from performing these bad deeds. And also, we should act as a person who knows and who is certain that he will be rewarded for his good deeds, right? If we know this and we remember this, because remember that the person who is rewarding us is God, who knows what we're doing, who sees what we're doing, the good deeds that we're doing. He has the ability to reward us. There's no reason why he can't, right? So there's no reason why we shouldn't. This should help us in the performance of good deeds. When we constantly remember this fact, it can help us in the performance of good deeds and the relinquishment of bad deeds. اعمل أمل رجل يعلم أنه مأخوذ بالإجرام مجزي بالإحسان. This is the actual wording of the hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at good actions in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Everyone,
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being with us. We hope that you have been with us, listening and practicing and joining all our sessions. Yes, guys?
Yes.
Let's give a very good thanks to all our Muslim brothers and sisters out there who are listening to us, who have been with us, with a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajahu. Okay. And also, let's give a thanks to, a special thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network with the salawat.
And the stars.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
And a special thanks to those who are recording this session, okay? Thank you so much.
Also,
recite a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, Minhal Hussein is there. He's saying, please give thanks to me as well. Let's recite a salawat for him as well.
Thanks to Nasheed.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, inshallah Allah will reward everyone, okay? In the Jannah, okay? So, let's get back to our lesson. We practice the isti'la and istifal attributes of letters, okay? And so they were very important in order to recite correctly and
beautifully.
Okay. So one more surah we will inshallah recite. Then we'll go and start learning a new lesson, okay? So everyone, please open. Suratul Ma'un. Have you heard surah called Ma'un?
Which page?
Page
602.
Suratul Ma'un, after Quraysh.
602.
So, page 602, dear brothers and sisters. Suratul Ma'un. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. This surah, okay, we'll be reciting. No, I didn't want to recite. I just wanted to let our brothers and sisters, okay, hear us that we are going to practice this surah. So, ready? Ready? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ara'aytal ladhi. No. Ara'aytal ladhi.
Ara'aytal ladhi.
Isti'la.
Have you seen the microphone? Yes, I've seen it.
Keep close to the microphone, okay? So, ready?
Ara'ayta alladhi. Ara'ayta alladhi.
Yukadhibu bid-deen.
Yukadhibu bid-deen.
Fadhalika alladhi.
Fadhalika alladhi.
Fadhalika alladhi.
Okay. Fadhalika alladhi.
فذلك الذي
يدعو
اليتيم يدعو اليتيم
ولا يحض على طعام المسكين
ولا يحض على طعام المسكين.
No, recite when you finish, then fix his mistake, okay?
طعام
ولا يحض
ولا يعض
على طعام المسكين
على طعام المسكين
أحسن فويل للمصلين
فويل للمصلين
الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون
الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون
What if I say صاهون الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون
الذين هم عن صلاتهم
Sir, oh, don't say
for الذين
I
say
word
like Kamari.
So be careful not to make a mistake when Minhal Hussein is there, okay?
Kokoyo, farm pink.
Okay.
Stop talking Chinese.
We are reciting Quran. We are reciting Quran. Stop fighting. Okay. So, الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
Great.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Each ayah, okay? One by one, you will recite one ayah and practice that word which has the isti'la, the letter which has isti'la, okay? Twice, okay?
So let's
start Muhammad Yahya from the first.
Muhammad Yahya. Yahya.
Ara.
Okay.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
First mistake, no bismillah.
Great. I wanted to say that.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
okay.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين
Thank you.
أرأيت
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فذلك الذي
يدعو
اليتيم First mistake. You didn't say بسم الله
He said
بسم الله Didn't you hear?
Muhammad Hadi
no. Okay Me? So, no Read it again. You just got a mistake there.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay.
Fazalikal ladhi yadu'u al-yatim.
Do we have any isti'la letter here?
No.
Yatim.
Any letter having isti'la?
Yeah, no.
No, we don't have.
Okay, what does miskeen mean? Not poor, like small. You can't do it.
Hey, miskeen. Read it.
Yeah, you're miskin.
next ayah. Read, Mahdi.
وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ
Okay, which letters have isti'la here?
Ta.
No. I'm asking him, okay? So, which letters have...
I realized the mistake.
So,
ta. Okay. I realized the mistake.
Okay, fix the mistake.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين
اوكي طعام طعام وطعام طعام يس ولا يحض على طعام المسكين
ولا يحض على طعام المسكين
هادي
اوكي
فويل
1 minute بسم الله بسم الله
okay. That's okay because it's the middle of the surah okay.
فويل للمصلين
فويل للمصلين So which letter has استعلاء
one minute that's one
minute. فويل للمصلين صاد
فويل للمصلين.
Okay, you, محمد يحيى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون.
Again.
الذين
Are you hungry?
الذين هم
Are you hungry?
الذين
Why do you
الذين هم He said الذين He said الذين هم
Okay.
الذين هم عن صلاتهم
صلاتهم
ساهون
ساهون
That's
thank you. من حسين
الذين هم يراعون
الذين
هم يراعون
بسم الله again
الذين هم يراعون
again Wait, don't speak. No. Don't say anything, let him find the mistake himself. Don't say anything. Quiet.
يراعون.
Read it.
الذين هم يراعون.
يراعون.
Okay, look at my recitation. الذين هم يراعون.
أونا. No. It's
a
no. It's no, not a read.
Yes,
it's
يراؤون.
Yeah.
So, read
so
it.
So I read that.
Read it.
الذين هم يراؤون.
No. Okay, Two mistakes.
Yes.
الذين.
الذين.
يراؤون.
يراؤون.
Mad. It has mad.
يراؤون.
Yeah. يراؤون. Great.
That's how you read
Mahdi,
it.
The last ayah.
Oh, me?
Waya.
Go on.
Waya. Waya al-ma'un.
Thank you so much.
Salak Allah al-Ali al-Adim.
Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Ahmad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam.
Okay, thank you so much. So let's review, inshallah, the lessons that we have studied
you
so far.
You said you will learn a new lesson. What's
yeah,
that?
But let's review that, okay?
Okay.
So we studied...
Something.
Today we studied... Isti'la.
Vertically and horizontally.
Yes. Then the other previous lessons we studied... Qalqala.
Qalqala.
Shadda.
Shadda. Fathatayn.
فتحتين كسرتين ضمتين
ألف
مدي واو مدي ياي مدي ياي لين
يا لين
yes and
ألف
مقصورة yes and also
dagger ألف
okay these letters yes we practice mashallah
so great yes
No. We will, inshallah, study them in the coming sessions because they
What's
are
the
tajweed rules, okay? The tajweed rules, they very, very important points of reciting
What
Quran, okay? Reciting Quran, inshallah, we'll practice them. But before that, we need to know many more, okay?
That's
okay. Nice. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much, IRIB English Radio, and also several international schools network. Thank you so much. God bless you for holding this kind of sessions. May inshallah Allah bless us all and help us stay strong and also stay strong in learning Holy Quran. Okay, inshallah. So, we'll inshallah see you. Thanks for being with us. Let's recite a salawat, everyone.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به
هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for this holy month, the month of Muharram, actually, and the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Well, we're going to talk about some of the laws related to Muharram according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sheikh Javid, we are talking about the laws and jurisprudential rulings of Ayatollah Khamenei about the mourning ceremonies of Muharram or the month of Muharram. I would like to ask you in this episode the question related to the crying and wailing of, a non-mahram female mourner or reciter, What is the ruling about hearing her crying, all right? The crying of a female mourner, for example, in the commemoration of martyrdom of Ahlul Bayt, or the mourning ceremony of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him, for men. Well, we all know that some of these centers or the men's compartment as well as the female's compartment are adjacent to each other's, right?
Yes.
So they would easily hear each other sometimes. So what is the ruling about that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is no objection to a woman to a man hearing a woman crying and wailing and during the mourning ceremonies. And of course, it is permissible in and of itself. A woman can cry, and crying is something that you cannot help about. You cannot avoid it. And so even if a woman knows that some men are there around her, as you gave the example of two buildings adjacent to each other, so obviously men can hear women crying and wailing. So there's no objection according to His Eminence. And of course, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if it does not lead to any bad consequences, crying and wailing are allowed in and of themselves.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, the other question I would like to ask you in this episode is that are there any objections as for a man to bearing his trunk while beating his chest in commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, of course, in case no non-mahram is around?
His Eminence says that it is advisable to hold commemoration gatherings in the traditional manner, in the traditional way. The traditional way is to be dressed. Long time ago, when Shia Muslims commemorated the event of Ashura, they did not take off their shirts, and so they started mourning without removing their shirts, and men and women could sit together and hold these gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And these majalis, of course. In this time around, some men, especially in the Indian subcontinent, where men tend to take off their shirts, mm-hmm. In such places, of course, women should avoid taking part in such gatherings, because they will definitely see men without shirts. And of course, they cannot avoid those men,
mm-hmm.
when they are in there in that gathering. So, speaking from the viewpoint of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, taking off shirt is not haram.
Mm-hmm.
It is permissible, but it is advisable to hold these majalis, these gatherings, in a traditional way, which is to avoid getting undressed, and also to avoid taking off shirt, which is better and more appropriate.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you. Who are you? I walk in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces. Who are you?
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about the rules about mourning of Muharram, according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas with Sheikh Javid. Here we are. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible to physically injure oneself in the course of the mourning or commemorative gatherings?
It is not permissible to harm one's body, to inflict any injury in the course of these majalis and commemorative gatherings or mourning ceremonies. And of course, if it results in remarkable or substantial physical damage, mm-hmm. then it becomes haram.
Yes.
Because it's haram to inflict damage, substantial damage on oneself. More importantly, it is haram to practice such things if it puts our school, our Shia school, and also the believers and of course the commemorative gatherings on the occasion of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein in a bad light. You know, it gives a bad image to the Shia religion.
Mm-hmm.
And if it distorts the image of the Shia religion, of course it's not permissible to practice injuring oneself. And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that at any rate, the believers had better observe the standards of commemorating the martyrdom of the infallibles, especially the chief of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the vote, the to qamazani, tatbir, and of course zanjirzani, you know,
mm-hmm.
we need to understand one thing, and that is the word zanjir, which is used, which is basically a Farsi word, is also commonly used in the Indian subcontinent in the Urdu language. Since I know Urdu, I understand as an Urdu speaker that the word zanjir means both the chain and as well as the knives which are attached to the word, to the zanjir or to the chain. So when an Indian or a Pakistani Muslim asks a religious authority about the permissibility of practicing zanjirzani, then when the marja here in Iran or for example in Iraq understands one thing and the individual who is in India or in Pakistan understands something else, he means something else. He means qama or tatbir. And that's not what the mujtahid actually wants to answer.
Yes.
The mujtahid says that zanjirzani is permissible. And zanjirzani, by the word zanjirzani, he means the zanjir only, the chain only, and there's no knife attached to it in that context. So we have to understand this is a matter of cultural understanding. We need to put ourselves in the Indian culture and then understand the question from their perspective, mm-hmm. from there.
I see.
And this confusion is there. So
right.
according to be very much straightforward and very clear, the religious authorities and His Eminence